A lot of our plans in that area revolve around gardening. We know that food is going to become more expensive as diesel fuel prices rise. It's going to be difficult, more and more difficult, to purchase goods in general because of the transport costs are going up and everything is going to become more expensive. So being able to care for ourselves, we're going to promote community gardening and reseeding and, you know, being able to provide for ourselves, if you will. Farmers markets in our area and things like that. We've got enough resources around the Parry-Salmiscoque area to take care of ourselves in some of those areas a little bit as far as produce is concerned. And as much of that as we can accommodate, as much as we can encourage, as much as we can help people plan for leaner times that may be a little bit out of the province's control because it's more under the federal government's area. But those are the areas that we've already addressed, we're already looking into. I've been talking with people who do, you know, organic seeding and things like that. And again, the idea is to get more people involved in providing for themselves and not only for themselves, but helping out their neighbors, becoming more of a community, which is something that was taken away from us over COVID when we were told to stay away from each other. We need to get back together and we need to help each other out to get through these difficult times that are coming. What we did here in Berks Falls, we took one of our old school buildings and converted it into apartments. Now, this is public property. So to take that and convert it into affordable housing for low-income people in the area is a good idea. If there are more public buildings that we can do that with, one of our plans we have in mind is a portable solar heater that doesn't require any wiring to go into a house at all. It's built from recycled materials. It's very inexpensive. And our plan is to build them and provide them to low-income or elderly people that live in smaller areas that this would provide enough to heat their home and not cost them anything. And as I said, we don't even have to wire it in, so it would really cut their heating costs in their house for sure. I've also got plans to increase the public transit around the area so people don't have to rely on gas at $2 a liter. They don't have to rely on that expensive travel to get into town for groceries or anything. Again, for handicapped or elderly people to move around much easier. Those are two of the plans anyway.